This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. There are many reasons abortion clinics are afraid for the future of their industry, between the political headway pro-life advocates are making and both anecdotal and empirical evidence questioning the safety of abortion. Abortion numbers are falling. The 80s and 90s had huge numbers of abortions, but looking at the last 10 years, the abortion rate is down significantly. Between the last 2 years, for which CDC records are available, there has been a 5% drop in the abortion rate and a 4% drop in the number of abortions. Pro-life advocates are accusing Ohio State University of creating a hostile environment for pro-life advocates. At least two women who have expressed pro-life opinions nationally have been threatened, and school officials have either ignored those threats or have joined in harassing the students for their expression of those pro-life values. This is Life News Radio.
Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. Churchinneed.org.
A Catholic church in Queens got a new baby in its manger. A real baby, one just born. Police want to question the mom. Moms who feel they must abandon their children at safe places for newborns must do so by providing for safety, typically leaving the baby with an actual person at one of those safe places. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.